WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Lebanon say today's Israeli airstrikes killed 100 people. Israel says it struck more than 300 targets as it goes after Hezbollah. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz is in Tel Aviv.
The IDF now warning that extensive, precise strikes aimed at targets across Lebanon are far from over, and that civilians around them should flee. This comes after a weekend of Hezbollah firing more than 150 rockets into northern Israel.
The Middle East expected to be a major topic at the UN General Assembly that begins today. Congressional leaders have a bipartisan agreement on a government funding bill to avoid a shutdown. It boosts funding for the Secret Service. Pope Francis canceled his audiences today. The Vatican says the 87-year-old is in a slight flu-like state, but that he still plans to travel to Belgium and Luxembourg this week. This is ABC News. High above our heads this morning.
Standing by for undocking, and there it is.
11:20.
NASA TV is a Soyuz spacecraft left the International Space Station. On board, American astronaut Tracy Dyson, along with two Russian cosmonauts, one of them on this trip clocking his 1,110th day in space, spread over five missions. Back on the ground, a rodeo was on the run, says ABC's Lionel Moise.
Things got wild Sunday at the rodeo in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. Eight bulls escaping their enclosure at a local mall and running through the city streets.
There's six bulls on the loose on our street, and here come the cowboys.
The enormous escapees making their way to a residential neighborhood. Ranch hands carried out metal fences to corral the animals, working with local police and volunteers to steer them into a transport vehicle.
Baseball: Chicago White Sox lost to the San Diego Padres for their record-tying 120th loss of the season. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest on the Kennedy ballot case. The Wisconsin Supreme Court announced Friday they will be deciding whether or not Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will need to remain on the ballot. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will be trying to reach a decision as expeditiously as possible, as election clerks have already begun sending out absentee ballots with Kennedy's name on them. Kennedy has been trying to remove his name from the ballot in battleground states in an effort to not take away votes from Donald Trump, whom he endorsed in August. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we won't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Hats off to him. Hats off to everybody around him. Guys rallying, having his back. You know, I think Tom Clemens does a great job, and, you know, I'd be remiss to say Connor Lewis and Sean Mannion. just the help they've given him, the support. Jordan Love's been instrumental as well, just giving him the tips and hanging right by his side and helping him out all along the way.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 60s to near 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight will be mostly clear in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 70s by Wednesday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two. Mino the Mayor on a Victory Monday. They're talking there about young Mr. Wills. What a great job he did.
Right.
And against his old team. I'm so happy for him. Doesn't he just seem like a good guy? Just as how he carries himself?
I haven't seen an interview with him. You mean on the field?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Just composed.
Have you seen him interviewed? Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Bears, it's like, oh, Green Bay's got two great quarterbacks, the Bears.
I know.
Isn't that something?
I know.
And the way they were talking, when they go undefeated in the preseason, and they were just talking so big, so yep. big, so yep. big, so big. Yeah.
I know. They
yeah.
lost again. I
yeah.
kind of follow that a little bit.
I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, the NFL, I get a kick out of it sometimes. It's like they're so unbelievably high tech in their evaluations and yada, 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 yada.
North Carolina. And then Carolina wins. Not North Carolina. Yeah. Carolina wins. Yeah.
Yeah. Number one player in the entire draft. Now they're talking about maybe getting a fourth round draft pick for him, fifth round draft pick for him from the number one player taken overall. Yeah. Anybody that thinks that's a science, I mean, that's a winnable science, like you can figure it out, you can't.
No.
The human element still throws the monkey wrench into it every time.
However, if someone did figure it out, it's the Packers.
I'll tell you what. This running back, I mean, you know, they got Josh Jacobs, who was leading rusher in the NFL a couple of years ago. Now they get this other kid who looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running hard. They're playing hard. I mean, yeah. they're getting after it.
We wouldn't encourage gambling. However, we both won.
Yes, on we did.
The over, and we picked the Packers. So I think the over-under, though, was low, wasn't it? Like 36 or something. So we picked over that. They obviously scored over 36 points combined. And then the Packers won. I bought a ticket, Todd, a couple weeks ago, and the odds of the Packers winning the NFC Championship were, 17 to 1,
yeah.
right? So I $10, I won $170. I wonder if that's changed now. You know, I bet you it's less. I bet $10 pays probably $150 now. I bet it's 15 to 1. Or
I don't know. I don't know which
well,
way
we'll
they're
going. We'll figure
going.
That out.
Because 2-1, I mean, they're still... You know,
it's a long ways, but it changes
yeah.
all the time. But I don't know with Love coming back and I don't know. They could be good.
I agree. Got a text here. Jim needs to stop at Baby Cakes Muffin Shop near the Northland Hotel in Marquette. Fabulous muffin selection with coffee or juices in the morning. There's also a Trinary
Love
toast
I just
place
wrote
right
that
downtown.
Down.
There's a Trinary toast place right
yeah,
downtown.
Yeah, I didn't really
Green
like that. That's that stuff that's harder than a rock.
Well, you got to dunk it. You got to dunk it.
No.
No?
Okay. I'm going to go to that guy's.
All right,
that baby cakes.
For anybody
good.
Else from up there, tell us where Jim should go. Tell us some things Jim should do.
Amanda, where should be on? Yeah.
I'll tell him where to go.
I'll tell that man where the hell to go. I told him that a couple of times before. He didn't listen to me. He keeps popping back up. Son of a...
Hot down there.
Yeah.
But yes.
Exactly. But I think you're going to have a really great time up there.
I just got to find that. I feel committed to doing that now.
I think you should.
But I'm not going.
I will say this though. Long stretch of two lane roads.
Ooh, is it?
Long stretch.
Got an airport?
No. Well, yeah, they do in Gwynn, but you can't rent a car. Remember, I almost.
Oh, that's right. I'll drive.
All right.
I don't know, John. How long?
Like, well, the stretch from Menominee to Escanaba is all two lane, and there is one passing lane on the entire stretch of about 55 miles. And you will be behind somebody, and you will be going 54 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I got to give you a heads up on that one.
You're not supposed to pass in a no-passing zone.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, it's one of those things you pull out, and there's no place to, I mean, it's there's well, a curve, yeah. I think they're
pretty conservative with those lines.
I want you to go because I think you'll enjoy it. But also, I want to bet the over and under on whether or not he gets a speeding ticket.
No!
Some sort of ticket.
Oh, the Michigan State Police is nasty.
Do they still just have the one dome light on the top?
Yep. Like
the old school stuff?
Yep.
It was the weirdest thing when I lived there. I'm like, what are these cars from like 1950?
They have not been updated since 1950. I swear it's not much different than Bert and Ernie, what they drive in It's a Wonderful Life. It really is. And I don't know anybody that has ever gotten a warning from the Michigan State Police.
Oh, they're tough over there.
I don't know anybody that's ever gotten a warning.
Revenue.
First ticket I ever got, Michigan State Police. And I even told him, I said, you know, I'm actually working. I'm delivering flowers. I had to hurry and get him to a funeral. And I'll be honest with you, I've never gotten a ticket. He goes, you got one now, son. Just like that. You got one now.
A guy was coming to see me one time.
And got a tip here for you. Get gas in Escanaba. Although it was $2.99 in Marinette when I went through Marinette last week.
Oh.
So there you go.
All right. No, I talk about, you know, you say something to a cop to get out of it.
Yeah.
If you say you're in a hurry, they're like, yeah.
That didn't go over.
No, they're going to go and write you a very slow ticket. Some guy was coming to see me and kind of, when I was mayor, and wanted to drop that to the cop. So he said, hey, I got an appointment. I'm going to see the mayor. He goes, everybody's going somewhere. Give him the ticket.
I wonder what their best excuses are.
Oh, my God.
And I know one thing, I've read about this a million times, where they say, have you been drinking? I've had two beers. It's always two beers. You ever notice that it's always two beers?
Or they're driving because they have to go to the bathroom so bad, and then the cop follows them, and the guy goes right past the gas station.
Yeah. I don't know. Has there ever been one that'll get anybody out of a ticket? I don't know. Because they've heard every single one.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not going to be sympathetic.
No.
They're just going to nail you. You would think.
Yeah. And they should. You shouldn't be speeding. I mean, they're there for a reason. And
this guy over here. Yes. This guy over here.
Speed kills.
Go ahead. Yes. Keep it going.
What's that?
Go ahead.
That's why they're there.
Right.
It's a safety measure.
And absolutely.
We know speed kills.
And especially in small towns.
Right.
Trying to blow past mom and her soccer van.
Yep.
Yeah.
Passing in a no passing zone.
All those kind of things. You're right. Yep. You're right.
And well, you should have been.
I'll never do this again.
I'll never do this again.
And then 5 miles down the road.
That should have been a passing zone, though, where I
should have been.
I mean, you could see it with the lights. I told the guy that, too. It's like, look, there's, you know.
You were not nice to him. I would have given you a ticket. I would have given
he
you
did.
A ticket.
That's why I wasn't nice to him. He gave me a ticket.
But you weren't nice to him before he gave you the ticket. You were not nice to him before.
He was a little
cocky,
I thought.
No, I did not think
He's a cop. He can be a little cocky, Jim.
I thought to myself, well, if you're trying to somehow get out of this ticket, A, ain't going to happen having an attitude like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? I was just thinking of something I saw. You know those little clips that you get on your, where the cop says, you know why I pulled you over? And the guy's like, well, I thought you would know.
I like that. Now that one would have been funny. If he said, sir, do you know why I pulled you over? And if you had said, I was hoping you would know. That would have gone over really good.
That would have been
been fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If a state, the Michigan State Police do have good senses of humor.
Oh,
so
maybe I'll try that
use
one.
Use that one on them.
Okay.
If they pull you over, they say, sir, do you know why I pulled you over? I want you to say, I was hoping you would know. Okay? Promise you'll do that. And I guarantee you that state police will get you. He'll just laugh.
He'll just laugh and let me out.
Like, where are you from? He's like, Green Bay. Oh, okay. How about those Packers?
Yeah.
Huh?
Vicky, yeah, Vicky just messaged in. She said she was up in the UP driving for 5 days straight and only saw one officer the entire time.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Well, that's a good sign.
All right. Liking
that's
that.
A very good sign.
Liking that.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Oof. So what do you think? Now you're thinking not going?
I don't like that 2 hours of, you know, following people. That
what's an hour?
Oh, it's only an hour?
1 hour. Escanaba to Menominee.
Okay, I can do that.
I think you can do that.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get lucky and there won't be anybody ahead of you going 54.
Oh, man.
If you're doing it during the week, you probably won't. You'll be dealing with some big trucks, but other than that, not the touristy type of people.
Oh, they have the semis?
Oh, yeah.
Those log things?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
They should have separate roads.
Yeah,
for...
yeah.
I proposed that. Did I tell you I proposed that?
Can't they float the logs down the river?
No. I understand that, you know, almost 30-35% of goods are in transit.
Yeah.
And I respect that. But when we did that gazillion-dollar infrastructure bill, my idea, my proposal was to have separate lanes for trucks because it would reduce accidents and it would be just dedicated lanes and keep the cars on one lane, trucks on another.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
I think it is too.
Yes. But it didn't go anywhere.
And could the trucks go as fast as they wanted then?
I'm not on the road. I don't care.
Okay. All right.
And maybe be.
But I think, okay, I agree with that.
Because they throw off water, they throw off snow. How many times do you read where there's an accident and, you know, it's semis jackknife. I just think they should have a dedicated, their own little stop.
Yeah, but you know, when we had Peter and Tracy Flukey on and talking about, you know, traveling across the country, they had no problems with the truckers, with the professional truckers. They thought they were great. I think it was more of some of the other ones that were a little iffy.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of respect for the trucks.
You're right.
Remember them saying that. The professionals. That. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we have to think outside the box a little bit more when it comes to traffic. This thing where you slow people down. These roads are built for, I don't know, 100, 110.
I know, but okay.
Cars are built for, what, 160? And here we are putting along at 54.
Okay, but when I went up north a couple of weeks ago, and there was a line of about 14 people, okay?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
But because there was a guy our age, just kind of oblivious, just driving along, just kind of looking out the window,
just doing that. That guy should get a ticket like I
agree.
Get tickets.
I agree.
That guy should get a ticket.
Because everybody kept pulling out to try to see if he could pass,
right.
And he should have pulled over. I really true. Let the parade behind you go
right.
past.
I feel bad when I'm flipping off these old people because I don't think that's nice.
Well, you
but
should do that.
I know I shouldn't do that. I
next week's headline. Former Green Bay mayor gets tased from Michigan State Police. Details at 9.
Oh, I. Mm-hmm. There's an answer to all this, mm-hmm. but it's.
We've done nothing.
No,
the officer was wearing his cam. Dad, you know what? I'll tell you what you had.
Yeah.
This is the way it should be. Yeah. Listen. Let me tell you. When I was mayor.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go up. I want to see these leaks. I'm really into that because that was 3 years ago or something we went to Maine. And like I said, it was beautiful. But man, was it expensive.
I believe it.
The hotels.
Marquette isn't cheap, though. You think everything in the UP might be cheap.
Yeah.
Marquette is not cheap.
Well, I don't want to put a ticket on top of it, then.
No, you don't want that.
Okay.
You don't want
Are we
that.
Talking him out of this? Is that what's going on?
No.
No.
You're not going to talk me out of it. I'm going to go. I'm going.
He's that way. He can be totally committed, then one thing's off kilter. I'm not going.
Says John Mino.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right. When we come back, we got Curative Connections joining us. We're going to talk about the Croc Center, their great festival they've got coming up. We got a lot of bleep going on. Stay with us back after this. If you choose to stay, you wind up playing anyway.
It's okay. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1920.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's time to do it. Time to go for the green or gold. Our text to win contest going on right now with Civic Media. And with your chance to win, this is John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, baby. It is time for our go for the green or gold text to win contest on WGBW and WISS. Your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize. A pair of indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in December on December 23rd.
This hour's keyword is vote. V-O-T-E. That's vote. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword for your chance to win this statewide contest.
All right, this hour's keyword is vote. You've got till the end of the hour for your chance to text in to play. And your next shot to play is coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air. Good luck. From Jim Schmidt and John Mino, Mino and the Mayor.
Very nice. Did you compile... our contest last week?
I've got all the numbers in front of me, okay. And so I just need to know.
And it's for total Packer rushing yards, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Do. Let me find that. Talk amongst yourselves.
Was it high? Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I think we had a bunch of 200s, didn't we?
I think this.
No. 150 is what. I don't remember what the guesses were.
Yeah, sorry. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Once again, vote. V-O-T-E.
Well, I'm trying to look for their game stats. They keep want to give me their season stats. Okay, somebody let me know. Somebody will find it real quick.
Total
how
rushing
many rushing yards.
Yards
does the Packers have yesterday? Because somebody's given our major prize package. Two tickets to Frank's, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Two tickets to Frank's. Whoever is our winner, Todd has them compiled. And we will let you know.
Well, we have to enjoy this victory. And then,
well, the Vikings coming up.
I was just going to say, maybe we should wait to talk about the Vikings till like Wednesday. But
yeah, we will.
They're on fire.
They're on fire.
Text coming in, say 188 for the total.
Which is a great total. 188? That's great.
Okay.
You can get 188 every game.
What did I have? 188?
You did not.
Oh.
You did not.
Darn.
I don't keep you guys. You can't win, Jim, so you can't play, right?
I think I was close, too.
You were.
I would have won that one week, remember?
That is true. We got to be consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't win.
All right. Let me just go through.
You did have a good guess. I think you were like within a year.
I would have won it.
Yeah.
I won the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
I took something anyway. Just from Todd's desk.
You'll be sitting next to these people.
Where the prize packages
are. That's right.
Are you going to the Vikings game? Seems like one you would go to is like the former, weren't you buddies with the former mayor and all these kind of things?
I went to that game when Brett Favre played.
Of course, didn't they like not shake your hand or something?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to that game, I don't think.
Okay.
You don't really go to games anymore. You kind of had like years and years and years of that.
Yeah. Yeah, 180 yards.
So, yeah, 188. And the winner.
Here we
go.
The
closest without going over.
Well, no. Jim said, they can go over.
They can go over. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter either way.
Todd, I gave up. I surrendered.
Yeah.
I completely surrendered. Instead of trying to argue the reason why we have the don't go over, I'm just going to let it go.
It's because there was no reason.
Doesn't matter in this case. It's still Terry from Ashwaubenon who had 185.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Nicely
that's
done.
Close.
Terry from Ashwaubenon, you've got 2 tickets to Frank's Productions.
So what's the reason for family? What's the reason for hit?
Well, it's just like in
the closest.
It's Price is Right.
It's horseshoes.
It's just same as the Price is Right.
That's because you watch the Price is Right.
I love the Price is Right.
If you didn't watch Price is Right, it's like horseshoes. It's the closest. It's like golf.
Here's the reason.
Closest to the pin.
Here's the reason, Jim.
If you pass the pin, you still qualify.
So here's the reason why we do that, though, Jim. So let's say it was 188, and one person said 189, and one person said 187. Then you have a tie, and you've got 2 people who win. Mm-hmm. So without going over is that line that draws the... No, you've got to be under the actual number, but closest.
You didn't say without going under. Then give out 2 prizes or split it. They each get a ticket. They go together.
Okay, we'll do that. You come up with the prize then.
Why can't we just do it the way I've done it for 22 years?
Because it's not fair.
It is fair.
If the rules are laid out, it's fair.
Right. But I'm saying if you would ask someone who's never seen The Price is Right and say, look.
That would be hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this, my goodness.
That is true. Then how
have
come?
You ever seen any video pop up of Janice Pennington back in the day in like 1985?
Sure.
Would she be modeling for a swimwear and stuff?
Yeah.
That was, like, wrong. She was her top model.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you surprised that...
Congratulations, Terry. We've got 2 tickets to go see Frank's show, the Abrams Family, or one of his holiday shows coming up later on.
Got a text here. What the hell is the mayor talking about? It's always close without going over. Has always been that way.
Well, right, just because something's always been that way doesn't mean it's right. I mean, there's a lot of things that,
There's a mathematical reason.
Now, how come it's not who's closest to the pin without passing the pin?
There's a mathematical reason. Somebody can't go into, like, infinity. So, like, what's your number?
Good,
infinity.
Take a guess. Infinity. Fine, go ahead.
14 million. What was it? 14 million and one. You know what I mean? You got to have some limits on it.
What question would the answer? How long is okay? No, that's silly. I was going to say something. We were talking about The Price is Right and that lady that was the model. Were you guys surprised that Bing Crosby's wife died yesterday? Didn't you think
she was gone already?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. I would think she'd be like 120.
She's 90.
Oh, okay.
But no, she could have been older than that. I think she was 90. But when I read that, I thought, there's a guy that...
Seems a whole different era.
Right. That,
whole different
that was
world.
The 40s.
And I just, 50s. And
I was surprised. I was like,
through
that's
the
pretty
60s
cool.
And that was it. That, well, he must have married somebody pretty young then, though.
Maybe.
I think he did. I heard some not so good things about him.
Oh, yeah.
You?
Wow. Yeah.
These guys that come off like these, just the nicest guys. I told you my Danny Kaye story. He was not the slightest bit nice.
No, I know.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I'm with you and thinking like, wait a minute, this got to be a typo. His daughter died maybe, but it was his wife.
Remember Mary Crosby? She was an actress, wasn't she?
That's her.
Oh, that is her.
Right?
Yeah, she was a lot younger than him then.
Okay.
I remember
they
used to do a commercial together for like orange juice or something.
Minute Maid maybe?
Minute Maid, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's interesting.
Because
he's been gone
a long time.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I thought that was... an interesting.
You know, I was listening. I get Sirius now. Is it Sirius?
Yeah, Sirius XM.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And I was listening to this great country station.
In your car?
Yeah. And it talked about this guy. This is from the 80s. It was all set in the 80s, country in the 80s. And this guy got his start. He was like a world-renowned barbershop quartet guy and then went into country and made it really big in the 80s. But oh my God, I got to find out all about this. But it said he was like a world champion or something in barbershop quartet.
Really?
And yes. and then went into country singing.
Well, they had good voices in Barbershop. That's pretty cool. I want to get the
I'll find out more about that. I will. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking about the Curative Workshop, what they've got coming up, and the Croc Center. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, weather is starting to change around Wisconsin, and that means you need to protect yourself and make sure your employees are protecting themselves. I'm Pam Bianchi, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. How can you do that? Details on the way.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Dr. Tom Haupt is a respiratory disease epidemiologist at the Department of Health Services. He said with changing weather in Wisconsin, now is the time for farmers, their families, and their employees to get vaccinated.
But we're going to be strongly encouraging influenza vaccine, COVID vaccine, especially for those temporary workers that come in who probably do not have insurance or are very underinsured. So the vaccines, again, they're not mandatory at all, but we are strongly recommending that the farmers and their workers get vaccinated against the influenza. Influenza can be devastating. It can lead to many of many different complications, including pneumonia. And unfortunately, we have had deaths in the past.
Dr. Tom Haupt, he is a respiratory disease epidemiologist with the Department of Health Services. He said farms have to remember, making sure that your friends, your family, your employees are vaccinated isn't only good to make sure your workforce is able, but it also helps to protect your herd. You can find out more at vaccines.gov if you need extra guidance. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning trending a little higher. Numbers are next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous. But they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
On Friday, barrel cheese dropped 2 cents to $2.59. 40-pound block cheese was down 3 3/4 at $2.23 3/4. Double A butter picked up 0.25 cents, $2.97 1/4 per pound. The October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning down a nickel at $23.86. Currently, December corn's up 3 at $4.05. November beans up 8.5 at $10.20. December wheat, that's up 4 right now, $5.72 3/4. There's your Monday morning market snapshot. I'm PM Yankee.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 60s to near 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight will be mostly clear in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 70s by Wednesday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Get 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down in equal payments. Hurry. Offer ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Love Pella. Love Curative. You have a great Curative. I think people have heard of you. Some people don't know exactly what you all do, but Curative Connections is an organization here in Green Bay that's been around for, I don't know.
75 years.
Okay. 76. 14 different programs to really lift lives in the community and in all different respects. And I want to talk about that first, then we'll get into the event that's coming up.
Introduce our guests.
Yes, I was just in the process
Sean
of
Franken
doing that.
And Brenda Jordan.
Thank you for letting me do that.
You're welcome.
All right, Brenda.
Thanks for being here. Good to see you.
Yes,
thanks
nice for to having see you.
All right, Brenda, go ahead.
Yeah, so Curative Connections is a program, an agency in Green Bay that serves many people in our community. We have over 1,500 members served weekly. We have 14 different programs. We serve individuals with dementia, memory care issues, traumatic brain injuries, autism. We work on things like memory skills, work skills, daily living skills, just respite for family members who need it in the Green Bay area.
And that's great. And we all know someone who could use some of the facilities that you have there. Sean, tell us a little bit more about the breadth of programs, because you kind of focus a little bit more on dementia lately.
So, yeah, a lot of our programs are focused, our day programs for elderly, memory loss, dementia. And then we also, like Brenda said, have independent living skills programs, brain injury programs where our members come in and kind of rehabilitate their brain injuries. And so, then we have our work program as well.
Right. You've got a big event coming up. Two reasons for the event. One is awareness, that we can talk more about it, learn more about it. Secondly, is to raise a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. And third is to have a whole lot of fun.
Exactly.
So why don't you tell us about what's coming out of D2?
Yeah, so on October 6th, it's an away Packer game, a 325 game. We're playing the Rams. We are having our third annual kickoff for Curative. So a few years ago, Joe and Rob, my bosses at D2, said we really want to give back to the community. Brenda, you work for a great organization. Let's give back to Curative. And I said, fabulous. And then it just kind of snowballed where people who attend the establishment at D2 said, we need to get basket raffles. We need to have a meat raffle. Let's pull together and make something great happen. So this year, the third annual one, we have a meat raffle at 1 o'clock. We have over 60 basket raffles. We have silent auction. We have Tito's swag bags coming. We have over 70 businesses and individuals from in the community that have donated something to the event.
Aren't you amazing how people step up for stuff?
Oh, I was just saying that too this last weekend to my family. I said, I can't believe the strong support in our community for organizations. I was talking about the event and a lady next to me had no idea who I was. And she said, oh, you work at Curative? I've heard of Curative. I'll give you a $50 donation.
Isn't that nice? God bless her.
Yeah, it's and unbelievable.
I've seen a lot of these baskets in Brenda's office, and I was very tempted to take them. That's how great these baskets are going to be, and there's a ton of different
prizes. A 50-50 raffle. There's a a pig, like a half a pig raffle. There's so much, a lot of fun. There's double bubble all day. It'll be a great time.
The pig is dead, by the way.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
How did you guys both get so... Because when you're involved in an organization like this, it's got to come more from the heart than just a job that you show up to.
I've worked at Curative for 31 years.
Wow.
So I think after that many years, my husband also works there. So when you work at an organization and you believe in their mission, it's just who you are. It becomes a part of you.
That's what I mean. It's not just a 9-to-5 punch in, punch out. How about for yourself?
Yeah, and I worked in a corporate office for 17 years before I joined Curative. I was just miserable, just there for the pay and the vacation, basically.
That's why I'm here.
And and then just wanted to do something where I'd make a difference. But, you know, like I always tell people, it's really our members that make a difference in our lives.
Yeah, we have members that are coming to help out at the event, so it'll be a blast.
Well, you know what? The thing is, this community, we talk about that a lot of times, about, you know, the good parts of this community. Entities like yourselves, for the less fortunate type people, like, you know, my mom, I'll be honest, had a very severe stroke when I was young and needed something like this, got help from it. We all did and everything. So I just think these are great organizations that maybe aren't in the limelight compared to other ones, but boy, just below the scenes are you guys working hard.
Yeah.
And we've had guests on that have shared with us the admiration they have for Curative, somebody, their daughter, and just people have talked about how great you guys are. And tell us a little bit. So you're on the, it's nothing overnight. It's all programs throughout the day. And like I said, or like you said, 14 programs. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over expansion and.
Yeah, so we have the Yesteryear Village on the west side of Green Bay.
Right.
That's the old post office. Mm-hmm. We used to have programs there. We renovated it. Denise and Allie really took the lead on that. They're two of our directors and vice president who took the lead on making what used to be your typical adult day program and made it into an experience. It's called the Yesteryear Village. So when you walk in, it really brings you back to a point in time.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Yeah. Right. We had someone on. About that. Yeah. Yeah. You, Sean, talked about
that. It's amazing. And I would suggest if someone wants a tour, they can reach out to myself, to someone at Curative. It's absolutely amazing. It's beautiful.
That's cool. Yeah. Very cool.
With the event coming up, everyone's welcome.
Everyone.
Okay. Yep. It's open to anyone
and
everyone.
It's open to everyone. Yep. It starts at 10. And then we do at 10 in the morning, right?
I was saying, it goes till 6:30, right? It's 3:25 games.
Yeah, we'll do the meat raffle at 1 o'clock. We'll do the drawing for the baskets and the 50-50 at halftime of the game. But the 10% of sales that go back to Curative will go until the bar closes.
And you guys are hoping to raise how much?
Like to raise $10,000. So.
And how would that be used?
That will go towards helping individuals with transportation. So like if you buy $20 worth of raffle tickets that day, that could actually buy someone 5 rides.
Oh, neat.
On a bus. You know what I mean? That money would go towards things.
Directly, huh?
Directly.
Yeah. And we were at that event at the Atrium. The outstanding organization and their drivers got the award.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
They're very friendly.
Yes.
On
transportation
time,
is huge.
It is. And that's a big part of what you do, taking people A to B.
That's so important.
I will add, I talked to my wife last night, and if we raise $10,000, I am going to get a tattoo. And I'm going to have it done at Curative so all of our members can see me scream in pain as I'm getting the tattoo.
What's the tattoo going to be of?
That hasn't been decided.
Okay.
I would also say with the
tattoo. I think you got to get it on your neck, though. Yeah. Get it right in the neck. And a couple of teardrops. Yeah. Yep.
And I would also say to those out there listening that, listen, I'm a big lay on my couch and watch the game guy, not leave the house. But in this instance, I would encourage you to come out, support a great organization. It's going to be fun. I mean, I've been to a couple of these, and it's just the whole day is just nonstop fun. You get to meet our members.
Hear their stories. They like
That's
to
great.
Talk.
Right. Yeah. Great, 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 great. Tell us how the shooting thing went with the Packer alumni.
Oh, my gosh.
Who did you guys have there?
Oh, God.
Lynn Dickey,
Don Mikowski.
Frankie.
It was amazing.
Paul
Kaufman. Raised
the usual
bunch. Huh?
Yeah, the usual bunch.
The whole gang getting back together.
Yeah,
that's neat. That's a really popular thing, isn't it?
It is.
Where do you have that? The Brown County Sportsman's.
No,
under the highway.
It's out in Brilliant.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah,
neat. So how many guys do you think you had? How many alum turn out for that?
Oh, I don't know. A lot, because it was their alumni weekend, and they had their green and gold gala the next night.
Okay.
The next night. So I want to say 12.
And what day? Was this on a Friday?
Thursday.
This was on Thursday, September 12th.
All right, next year we're doing our show from out there.
Yeah, if
can
that
we do
is.
That? Can we do our show from out there?
Oh yeah, Carrie, okay. Carrie, we're going to hook you up.
All right,
we will not be the because Curative was the recipient 2 years in a row. So the next person will be, but I think it would be a great.
But you can come to a show at Curative.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be cool too.
Yeah, I just want to, Sean. You talked about people watching the game at home. These away games, but. It is fun to get with a group of people and watch a game. I mean, there's so much cheering and so much fun, and then supporting
especially every drink you get, every piece of food you get, it's 10% goes going back to a good cause.
Right? Yeah. That's awesome. I think it's great. D2, easy parking, and just and there great customer service.
There's a basket for everybody. If you show up, I guarantee there's something you'll want to bid on.
Yeah, there's cool. It's amazing the silent auction.
Are you going to have the dancers?
No.
Okay.
Good half. What?
Well, D2. You know, on game day, you always have the
go-go dancers.
Is that still called go-go dancers?
I don't know if they have.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. They had them for years and years.
We did.
Really?
Weren't you going to do that?
Not me.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
That could be you, Sean. If we raise $10,000,
are they like up in a cage type thing or what?
Kind of. Right. Yep. Right.
They were on a stage. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know this.
Yes.
But Jim did.
Well, yes. I remember when Mick Swiggins used to do that, and then some girls fell off and broke their backs or something.
No, this.
Remember
Mick Swiggins?
Yes.
Remember the girls dancing up the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But very, very popular.
So is it the same as that? How did you know this?
I don't know. I read about it.
There's certain things he wants to keep to himself,
Of all the things that Jim would know that I don't know, he knows about go-go dancers on the bar.
I just didn't know if they were still called go-go dancers, but because they were wearing those high boots and the shorts and the is laced.
A little bell for Jim.
I know, that's it. It's, come on, 7:46.
Can I get you a cold drink?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Wow.
And three of them.
Yep.
Boy, he's got this down pat.
Yeah, good music.
One in the northeast section, another one here in the south.
I sort of say live music as well. So that was just that's a great place. D2, it's right on Armed Forces Drive.
I just didn't know about the go-go dancers.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
And
didn't expect that you would either.
Like I said, read about it. Okay. This is going to be great. We need to support Curative. We need to support all the nonprofits in this community, and there's a lot of things coming up, but... you touched so many lives with your 14 programs and transportation and 75 years. That's pretty awesome how long you've been giving back.
A lot. 75
It doesn't
years
seem like it's going anyplace.
I don't think so.
It's not going away anyplace.
No, I don't think so.
You guys keep trucking, keep doing what you're doing. That's awesome.
Thank you for doing this.
Once again, the actual details taking place Sunday, October 6th, D2 Sports Pub Stadium District. Watch the Packer game, support local nonprofit. 10% of total sales, including takeout, goes to Curative Connections. Kickoff for Curative includes a 50-50 raffle and basket drawn at halftime. Don't need to be present to win. Meat raffle starting at 1. Free Tito's swag bag while supplies last. Come early. And lots of other stuff, right?
Exactly.
And it's going to take place once again October 6th, 10 o'clock until closing time. D2 Sports Pub, 788 Arden Forest Drive, Green Bay.
John's a big Tito's guy.
A lot of people are.
They're a huge sponsor of ours this year.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, they Tito's did the last great. 3 years. Yep.
It's just smooth. Tito's is just smooth, isn't it?
I would agree.
Yes. I mean, you can have that like really cold and you don't need anything with it at all.
What? I just got to ask, what is a Tito's swag bag? I mean, is it the...
Yeah. So the first year, it's like a bag that says Tito's on the outside, and they had some nice... gifts inside the bag, cool. Like a little Bloody Mary package.
Sadly, there's no Tito's in the bag.
The first year, there was Tito's in the bag. Last year, they forgot it. So, but it was, there's a lot of cool, different things with Tito's logos on
it. It's swag. I know.
It's
great.
It's
Tito's that swag. Sounds like a great October 6th. And, again, I people who don't maybe go out, just want to reemphasize how much fun it is to watch a game in an environment with a whole bunch of Packer fans.
Meat raffles are fun.
Yeah, meat raffles are fun.
Because they move so fast.
They do.
It's constant. They're hard to do sometimes. I've been the announcer for a lot of them. And you're constantly talking, basically.
Yep.
So, all right. It's a lot of fun.
We'll see you there.
Thanks, guys, for having us.
Sunday, October 6th. All right.
D2. We'll keep pumping this. Love what you guys do for the community with Curative.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. All right. We're going to set a quick break back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app, 47 in Green Bay, 50 in Appleton. 51 in Oshkosh on a beautiful week, it looks like, heading into this. Got the Packers and the Vikings coming up. No place better to be than Northeast Wisconsin right now, this time of year. Vikings coming to town. Packers getting a couple of really nice wins. I like it.
It's great.
It's great.
There's a lot of stuff going on. We have to remind our listeners, because we interview people, and there's a lot of charity things coming up, and oh, yeah, we'll promote it. But there's just that week, there's a ton of stuff going on that week of October, right? Because I wrote some of this down. So we're just going to have to remind people that first week of October, that Civic Symphony, and just talked about with these guys, a couple other things happening. So, yeah, there's just fun to support all those things. And it's nice
a good time
to go out.
Do these things, too. They raise a lot of money. And, you know, I like it when summer's they're tied over. Around a Packer game type yep. thing, having an event like that and stick around then and watch the game. I think that's a great idea. And I really truly do.
And we have that whole international community yep. festival coming up too.
Yep. That we're going to talk about that next. With the folks from the Croc yeah. pretty quick. So I got to ask you. Somebody asked me this. So I'm not giving you crap. Okay.
Never. No.
I was asked this. Yeah. Okay. Number one, how many days a week do you have a personal trainer?
Three.
Does your personal trainer talk to you about food, or is it all workout stuff?
He tries to talk to me about food, but I can only take one negative at a time.
Okay. The reason is because some of this person, I'm thinking about getting a personal trainer. Is it worth it? Do they help you with your food? Do they help you with nutrition? Do they help you with that? This person was dead serious about thinking about getting one, but they've never talked to anybody that really had one.
Oh, no, I'm into this. I paid for a year.
Right,
so,
I know.
And But I talked to my daughter last night. Dad, how's it going? And you know, she's a doctor. She said, look, you can do that personal training all you want until you address the food side. It, not that it's not doing anything, but it could do so much more.
Yeah. Combine the two.
Right.
Yeah.
So he knows about, maybe I should, if I'd ask him, he wouldn't shut up. So I'm just, no, I just like him to count.
Okay.
No, that food thing is, yeah, I don't know. And then we talked about, you know, other medications, you know, Ozempic and some other things. So I'm going to probably explore.
What does she think about that?
Look, so doctors will do what they think is right. And there are some people that just need that help. And so she'll prescribe it, two or three different prescriptions she'll write. And then, you know, they don't deal with insurance. Doctors don't. So whatever's cheapest, because they're all about the same.
None of that. You can get insurance on there, can you? Isn't it all out of pocket?
I think if you're a... what would you call that? A certified diabetic or whatever the word is.
I think obesity would be considered something that needs to be treated. They talk about that, about how being overweight could lead to so many heart problems. Why won't insurance cover something for being obese? We'd be in Fat City, so to speak.
We can't even get your tooth fixed.
I know, but you know what I mean? You think about that. They say obesity is such an important aspect leading to other problems. Why wouldn't insurance cover something that prevents that?
I totally agree with what you're saying. I think if they would make Ozempic, or that type of, not Ozempic, the brand, but that type of medication, yeah, like free or very close to it, paid for by your insurance, which isn't free, but I think everybody would go on it. I'm not kidding you.
I know. But think about how much that would take away, you would think, the strain from some of the medical things that people have to go in for because of their weight.
And I've complained many times on this show and to elected officials that we spend way, way, way too much money after and not enough on preventative.
I agree.
Like 92 or 98 cents of every, that's crazy. And then people get heart disease, they get, you know, diabetes, they get, you know, so many things. And if weight is the issue, now they're saying that it's the circumference of your, like,
stomach,
your belt.
Basically. Yeah. Your belt, yeah.
So.
Yeah, which isn't great.
That's not good news.
I was hoping to say, you know.
Yeah.
The bigger your thigh, the healthier you are.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's not good at all.
I think that would be great. Do you realize what that would do, though, to the economy if.
That's what I mean.
How much? No, no. But how much less food we would consume? I mean, Americans, we
but so what?
I know. I agree. I'm just telling you that. Right. We put a dent in the business.
So are you gonna get the Ozempic?
I don't know. I talked to her last night.
Would you have to give yourself a shot every time to take it?
Once a week, same time.
But you gotta give yourself it.
Yeah.
Donna would give it to you, wouldn't she?
Probably. I don't think it's that bad. I think it's a super, super sharp needle.
Okay.
And you don't even feel it, and it doesn't bleed or anything. And you have to switch it. It goes from your thigh to your stomach to your shoulder.
Oh, really?
So it's not the same place. Wow.
I'd have to pretend I was like in a war movie when a guy gives himself a shot of morphine. You know what I mean? Just pulls the thing off of his mouth.
You'd be real dramatic about it.
Yeah, jabs it into his thigh. I would do that. Nikki, would you jab it into my thigh?
However.
Would you? Nikki, come here. You on that?
Yeah.
Are you?
Nikki Z in the house.
I was just going to say, if someone's on it, to give me a call offline and I would talk to them.
I was,
you're
too.
You're on Ozempic. You look great, but I just met you, so
I'm,
I don't know how you look like.
Semaglutide.
Right.
But it's still a GLP-1, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I don't want to. They're all the same. I mean, it's like
Right.
Do you give yourself a shot, though?
I do.
Wow. Every week?
Yep, once a week.
Right.
Yep.
And,
and it's not terrible at all.
Very sharp needles. Do you move it around your
not
body?
Not the dull ones.
Right. No, you move it. No, they're small needles, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
You move it around, thigh, stomach, shoulder.
Yeah. Nope, just primarily in the abdomen.
Ouch! Oh. That seems
like
that
would
really
hurt. I got enough insulation though, bud. You're fine.
Tell me, you have good energy, so it hasn't...
No, it hasn't zapped anything. It just has calmed the food noise. It's been amazing. Like, just, I had cravings all the time. Eat food.
I think
yum.
I'm doing it.
So you just eat less?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you still, like,
amazing.
Wow, do you still like cook and then you would throw it out? Or did you like cook? I love cooking.
That's my problem. Oh. I don't love cooking. Yep. All right.
All right, we got to talk more about this.
Yeah, I think we do.
All right, we got to start a quick break. When we come back, somebody. We're talking Croc Center International Festival. But, Nikki, don't wander far away.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris' stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.